You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This is the William Hill Golf Podcast. Go to news.williamhill.com for all the podcasts or search William Hill Radio on iTunes.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Golf Podcast. We're on to the fourth and final round of the 145th Open Championship at Royal Troon. My name is Mark Walton. I'm joined on the line once again by Jamie Spence to have an update on the tournament. How are you, Jamie?
Morning, Mark. Yeah, looking forward to today. Last round of the Open. In golf, it doesn't get better than this.
No, it's a good tournament, isn't it? And you enjoyed it so far. It's had its fair share of drama, hasn't it, this year?
Oh, yeah, it has. Well, the weather's played a big part in that. And I must say, it's a fantastic golf course, Royal Troon. I played in the Open here in 1997 and had good memories of it then. And it's, yeah, it's a great track. It really is. And that back nine is going to test anybody.
Yeah, I was going to say, was it any easier back then? That back nine is pretty tricky, isn't it?
No, it wasn't any easier, no. I mean, they've only lengthened a couple of the holes on the back nine, but no, it's always been a tough test. I think Arnold Palmer said it was the hardest back nine he'd ever played in the world. So that just tells you what it is, really. There's some really tough par fours. There's not many holes, you know, in professional golf these days where the pros get on the tee and they're frightened, but they are on some of these.
Yeah. Terrifying course. Let's have a look at the outright market at the moment as it stands. It looks like it's become a two-horse race. Henrik Stenson, new leader, 8-11 at the top of the market. He's gone a shot ahead of Phil Mickelson, who's 6-4. We'll start with those two, Jamie. Is it between those two now, do you think?
I hope so. I really do. I hope nobody comes out of the pack, quite frankly. We want to see. It was like the duel in the sun in 1977 with Watson and Nicklaus. We want to see something like that, don't we, between these two. The Titanic tussle at Troon, something like that. Bill Haas is 6-under. He's 5 back from Mickelson, 6 back from Stenson. Never had a top 10 in a major, so I can't see him making a charge. So it should be between these two, and they're both putting really well, you know. I mean, Stenson only had 24 putts yesterday, and Mickelson 27, so they've got the beating of the green so far, and the golf they're playing between them is sensational. So it's difficult to pick between them, I have to be honest.
Yeah, it was a good battle between them yesterday, expecting the same today. Just with Henrik Stenson, obviously they never won a major before. He's going into the final day against Phil Mickelson. Will there be any sign of nerves, do you think? He looked quite composed yesterday, but it's obviously different on the final day.
Yeah, he did, but I think they'll both be really nervous, I've got to be honest. I mean, Mickelson's won quite a few majors. Stenson, he's played well in this tournament. I think this is the one that he really wants to win, the Open. He's come runner-up here before, and he's had a few top fives as well. So he's got a great record in this, Stenson. And you say he looked ice cool yesterday. It's going to be a bit different today. Mickelson's got the experience on him in terms of winning majors. So it's going to be tough, but Stenson got off to a great start yesterday, shot 3-under in the first four holes, so something like that again will really settle him down. And they're good mates as well. You can see they get on well. They play a very similar game as well, so they'd be able to compare each other's games off the tee, and that helps.
If I asked you at this point to pick between them, would you be able to make a decision there?
I'd go with Stenson. Yeah. I really would. He just looks like he's in the zone. He played the US Open a few weeks ago and he didn't do very well. And his coach, Pete Cowan, really, really gave him a rocket. And since then, he's really starting to play how we know Stenson can play. He won the BMW International Open a few weeks ago in his last start. So it really did the trick. And unfortunately, a close friend of his passed away in Dubai before this tournament started. And when things like that happen, it can almost give you an inner calm because obviously, in the real scheme of things, it's just golf.
It is. It's just golf. The market looks like that then. 8-11 for Stenson, 6-4 for Mickelson, 28s for Haas, who's a further 5 shots behind Mickelson, 66s or bigger for the rest. It's only first two in the betting if you're playing each way, so that market's kind of restricted. We do have a top 5 finish, though. Obviously, a lot of them will be fairly prohibitive prices, Jamie, but is there anybody that you could see sneaking into the top 5 that we might see a bit of juice in the price there?
Well, I've been tipping DJ Dustin Johnson all week. I can't believe he's going to be too big a price for the top 5.
7-2.
Either. 7-2. Well, that would tempt me. He's only one under par. There's not many people in front of him. There's going to be a bit of breeze up there today. He was just foiled yesterday on the 11th, where he made a treble, Dustin Johnson. But he'll give it a go today, and that's a good bet.
Yeah. Nice. Dustin Johnson then 7-2 to be in the top five, a top five finish there. Let's have a summary of your outright thoughts, though, before we move on to some of the two balls today. Jamie, who do you expect to win and what do you expect to happen today?
Well, it looks like a shootout between Henrik Stenson, the 40-year-old younger man, and Phil Mickelson, the 46-year-old multiple major champion. I've got to go with Stenson. That's a little bit with my heart as well as my head. I know him pretty well. I know what this means to him. He played fantastically well yesterday, Stenson, especially on the back nine, where he had two under par on the back nine, which was sensational. Mickelson hit a few loose shots yesterday. And as I say, I just think Stenson played the slightly better golf. It's going to be close, but I've just got to go with the Swede.
Okay, so you're siding with Stenson there. Let's just spin through some of these two balls. We'll go through the last four on the final day, and we start there with Tony Finau against Søren Kjeldsen. 11-10 for Finau, 15-2 for the tie, and even money for Kjeldsen. Who do you think comes out on top there?
Well, we all seem to be thinking that Tony Finau is going to disappear, and he's not. He hits the ball a mile. I mean, there's a contrast of styles here. Kjeldsen's a steady, straight player, gritty performer, likes playing in bad weather as well. But Finau seems to be a bit of a class act, so I'll go with Finau.
Okay, Finau there. JB Holmes is 21-20. The tie is 15-2. 21-20 for Steve Stricker in the next of them.
Stricker played really well yesterday. But JB Holmes, again, seems to be enjoying playing this golf course. Hits the ball a country mile as well. He should eat up those par fives. I'll go for JB.
Bill Haas against Andrew Johnston. 5-6 for Bill Haas, 15-2 for the tie. And Andrew Beef Johnston is 13-10. What do you make of that one?
Oh, it's Sunday, isn't it? You've got to like a bit of roast beef. So we go with Johnston, really. Amazing. Bill Haas never had a top 10 in a major. It's incredible. Johnston's an up-and-coming young 27-year-old player. You know, he's a really, really good player, Johnston. Who knows where he can go? Maybe get in the Ryder Cup team. It's Sunday. Roast beef, Yorkshire pudding.
Nice, I like it. Final two ball of the day will be Henrik Stenson against Phil Mickelson, the two leaders. 10-11 for Stenson, 15-2 for the tie, 6-5 for Mickelson.
Well, I'm just hoping this is going to be tight. We want to see a ding dong battle head to head. I think Stenson will pip it by one.
Yeah, be good to see it be a tie, wouldn't it? You get 15-2 on the tie, they go out and there's only one shot between them all day.
That's not a bad bet in this last group. Yeah. That, it really isn't. I can see that happening.
I know you liked some mythical two balls you told me before we started recording. Which one stood out to you there?
Yeah, just a little Yankee on the mythicals. Finau again to beat Keegan Bradley. I like that. And Patrick Reed to beat Schwartzel. Schwartzel's not a great win player. And then Beef Johnson to beat Kjeldsen. And JB Holmes to beat Haas. So, yeah, quite fancy that as a Yankee.
Yeah, and anybody who puts it together as the Yankee or just wants an accumulator on them as well, it's about 13-1 for that accumulator, so that's not too bad at all.
Well, let's hope it comes in.
Yeah, yes, hopefully so, yes. Thanks again, Jamie. It's been a pleasure speaking to you once again. Good luck and enjoy the final day.
Thanks, Mark. Looking forward to it.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.